Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world, and whatever time you're tuning in. Welcome to Rampton's Radio. Random ramblings recorded at Rampton's Road. In this second episode of Rampton's Radio, I want to talk a little bit about data, and it's inspired by that Liberal Party survey that got sent around Facebook a while ago, and there was a bit of a debate among our crew as to whether or not we should be filling out a survey sending information to the Liberal Party. And the general consensus was, well, look, why not? They're in power. We want them to represent us. We should be telling them what we want. We should be saying to them, yeah, we care about climate change and this is a climate emergency and y'all should be doing something about it. And so I ended up agreeing. I did exactly that. I logged in, I gave them my email address, I unticked the thing saying, no, I definitely don't want your spam. And I said to them that climate change was the most pressing issue for me at the next election. And then I paused to think about it, and I ended up regretting my decision to fill out that survey, and here's why. I reckon where data is concerned, strategies are almost never linear. And where data is concerned, there is almost never an obvious straight line from the goal of someone's strategy and the actual strategy that they implement. So, for example, I have a friend, I won't name them here because it's an embarrassing story. They potentially should have known better. I have a friend who was on some kind of social media and filled out an online survey which purported to measure their, I can't remember, I think it was their privilege or something. And they entered a bunch of information about themselves, and this survey was then going to report back how privileged they were. And what they realized was that they could step back and change one of their answers and see how it affected the results. And they came to believe, based on a minor tweak in the answer creating a fairly massive change in the result, that this survey, this result that it was pointing, that it was putting out, really wasn't scientifically rigorous, shall we say. And someone else in the conversation pointed out the survey had nothing to do with it. All they were doing in that instance was trying to collect as much information as they could about that person before the person tweaked. And they did very well. They managed to get a lot of information. And so that's an example of there's not an obvious straight line from the goal to the strategy. Their goal wasn't, in fact, to tell you how privileged you were. That was just their strategy. The goal was to collect as much information about you as possible. And just about every product we use on the internet is the same. Gmail's not an email platform, right? It's an intimate data collection platform. They just use email as the strategy with which they can fulfill their goal. Even like Words with Friends, which I play a lot with Al Don, we have like 11 games going at once. It's not a game, not to them anyway. To them, it's an advertising platform and a data collection platform. The game is not the goal. It's just the strategy. The other one that happened recently was that face app one where you could make your face go super old. That sent hundreds and hundreds of millions of people's worth of facial data to an unknown group of Russian programmers. I don't know if you know that. That app was created by a bunch of Russian programmers. We know nothing about them other than that they're Russian. And hundreds of millions of people sent their facial recognition to those people. Now, is that going to come back to bite us? I don't know. Maybe not. And honestly, the app was amazing and the old picture of me is so good. If you haven't seen it, I strongly recommend sending me an email. I'll send it to you. It's hilarious. You can send the email to ramptonsradio@gmail.com. So that one's probably worth it. But there's never, almost never, an obvious straight line from someone's end goal to the strategy that they implement anywhere where data is concerned. And so the most kind of egregious version of that we've seen was the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Now, from what I understand, and I'm not well-versed in this subject, but from what I've read about it, it's too depressing for me to spend too much time on it, but from what I've read about it, their basic strategy was to influence the result of the US election by subtly suppressing voters in the regions where they would have the most negative influence for the Republican Party. So to put that another way, rather than using Facebook advertising in order to promote their ideology or promote their platform or promote their policies or to invite people to vote for them or anything else, they used the data that had been collected in order to run advertising campaigns designed to stop people from voting, right? Stop people who were going to vote against them from voting. They ran misinformation campaigns to make it seem like your vote wouldn't count. So they were running adverts in the swing states, those, like, the whole American election's decided by like a very small number of swing electoral college votes. And they ran misinformation campaigns to stop people in those particular places from voting against them. And in doing so, managed to secure one of the worst election results in history, in my humble opinion. So the Liberal Party, as a result of this survey that they've sent out, they now have a bunch of information about the Australian electorate. And what they can use is they can use that data to create lookalike audiences on Facebook. So they may not necessarily use the data that you submitted against you specifically, but what they can now do is say, well, people that look like Cole Fink or people that look like you, my friend, they tend to think this, and this is information that we can use against them. And if the political parties on basically all sides of the sphere have shown they're willing to use any tactics at all to secure elections, like Gladys Liu putting up signs in Chinese that said to cast a valid vote, you have to vote for the Liberals. But that's just an example that I enjoy sharing because I'm a lefty, right? It's not like the Labor Party in Australia is not guilty of doing egregiously stupid things. These political parties, once armed with our data, will probably use it in ways that you and I wouldn't consider to be ethical or moral, which sucks. And anyway, can you change it now? Can you take back the data that you submitted? Nope. They now know my email address and they know what I look like on Facebook. And they can use that data to influence the next election, and they will. And I was stupid for giving it to them. One of the things that we collectively have to do as people in this new age is be more aware of what the goal behind a strategy that we're playing into might be. And every time we interact with something online, we have to wonder, is this thing actually contributing something to me, and am I willing to pay the price? Because anything that doesn't have a dollar figure attached to it has some kind of other currency at play. And until you've worked out what it is, I don't think you can make the choice as to whether or not you want to use it, because you don't yet know what the price truly is. Sorry for this second episode of Ramblin's Radio being somewhat depressing, but there you have it. Me and all my friends who filled out the Liberal Party survey on Facebook are stupid. Damn it. See you next time.